doesn't end well. I wrote this song, it'll go to no account. Nothing changes without a body count. Now man's life is cheap as beasts. I drove to the office and let go of me. A man more sinned against than sinning. One Taurus, one Glock, one replica Browning. Like me or not, I leave a good story. All the women are busy and the men are all boring. And the only good thing, the only good thing, the only good thing is an old dog. It was crucial that my entrance be deceiving. I slithered in by the dock of shipping receiving. All the guys in the back were brown and over 50. They were speaking goose rotty, drinking brake truck coffee. I started with the vaguely overweight Nazim. He played cricket 10 minutes for his national team. I had a second thought, but I couldn't abort. He died a martyr for his incomprehensible sport. On to the lunchroom, hunting down slaves. Why aren't Asian women banned from microwaves? Walking tall down the hall to the office space. My posture good, I had Earl Flynn's face. With guns out, I sang the refrain with hey-ho, the wind and the rain. I jumped up on a desk, attention was gained. I read from Baudrillaire's Abel and Cain. Race a cane, mount to the skies, and down upon the earth cast God, I cried. In monastic quiet, a woman started praying. I said, one more thought before I start spraying. I quoted from the underrated communist creed. According ability, according to need.
John Brooks, live in Studio S here on WKAR's Current State. We'll be hearing more from John, and you can take in a performance of his tomorrow at the East Lansing, the old East Lansing Pump House on Orchard Street in East Lansing, part of the Pump House Concert Series. At 7 p.m. Well, you've heard him perform several times here so far this hour. John Brooks is our special musical guest here on WKAR's Live Music Friday. His new album is called The Smiling and Beautiful Countryside. As I said earlier, there's a not a little irony associated with the name of that CD, and we'll have John and I will talk about that here in just a few minutes. He's performing at the Pump House Concert Series tomorrow evening. Let's go back to John right now. John Brooks, this is called Gun Dealer.
I got handguns, I got shotguns, I got a Mohawk friend doing cross-border and back runs. Need a gat man, a new or used one. Tell me what you need and be my VIP. I got stair GBs, SSGs, I got a TKB all the way from the Aero Sea. AKs, MKs, the Anaconda's okay. Hard to conceal, but it'll take down a grizzly. I'm doing this forever, I'll do it tomorrow. Supply and demand in Sodom and Gomorrah. Never mind Al-Qaeda, in this you can trust. We're shooting at each other twice as much as them at us. Yeah, I am the is and the dark wood. I am the what and the lone that is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is and the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is and the what, and it is what it is. I got Glock 9s, carbines, Smith & Wesson, all kinds. SD40s coated in a black melanite, 38s. Whatever the cops carry, the Diamondback Steve McQueen had in 68. A Filipino Rouge like Governor Perry. A mile away, it'll
split a coyote, got the short colt Cobra, Isla, Jack Ruby, the long range McMillan, ain't she a beauty? Beretta and Die Hard, never mind the sequels, God made all man, Sam Colt made a Mickle, got the gun that won the West, the 73, I'll take Jimmy Stewart any day over Clooney. Whatever you are, a psychopath or a hunter, I got what you need, no serial numbers. I am the is in the dark wood, I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is, what it is. I got one Sten, two Brents, three or four Remingtons, an L2A3 submachine. I got more firepower than the Israeli army. Got a gun for small prey, a gun for display. It doesn't have to shoot to make them do what you say. I got a gun for your wife, a cougar undercover lot. I got a pink Taurus for the other lady in your life. Fit in her purse, a gangster verse. Show for all your jealousies away in a hearse. I got a Serb M93, a Civil War Henry. You keep the tax, I get the currency. Buy two, get one free box of ammo. Nice try, dude, but I'll throw in some camo. America wants me, the truth today. The pipe fitters give more juice than the NRA. I am the is in the dark what. I am the what and the lone the is. I'm a gun dealer, baby. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is. I'm the is in the what, and it is what it is, what it is.
John Brooks, our live musical guest here today on Current State's Live Music Friday. John hails from the Toronto area, and his new CD is entitled The Smiling and Beautiful Countryside. John performs live tomorrow evening as part of the Pump House Concert Series, 7 p.m. at 368 Orchard Street in East Lansing. John, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Great to have you here. In your online biography, it says that in 1997, you traveled for a year, or you wrapped up a year of travel in 97. That took you through Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union and Bosnia-Herzegovina, and then you discovered what kind of songs you wanted to write. How did that trip make that breakthrough possible?
Well, I think at age, I guess I was 27, 28 at the time, and it took me that long for my eyes to properly open to the world, I think, coming from Southern Ontario. Mm. I'd been a musician at that point for about 10 or 12 years. I played different instruments from drums to keyboards, and I studied jazz piano at college. Before then, I was in a rock band for about 3 or 4 or 5 years, and so I had some experience with music, and I always wanted to be a musician. But it wasn't until I saw real suffering up close that it occurred to me that it would be selfish to stand behind a mic and sing about something else, something, you know, narcissistic and more, you know, about me and my problems, which in the face of what I saw in Eastern Europe, the former Soviet Union and those places, you know, they suddenly became very small and insignificant. That was me at age 28. Mm-hmm.
Well, is that still you today? It sounds
no,
like it is.
Yes and no, I suppose. I don't approach things with that self-seriousness anymore. There is an arrogance in that age that thinks that they can come home and write songs that are ever important and meaningful. After performing now for going on 9 years, I've come to realize that the art of performance is a spectrum, and you have to engage people on all levels of emotion. And I've learned a lot, I think, in the manner by which you can best get inside people. It's not always by direct or overt, you know, songs of injustice, which sort of brings me to this new album. In fact, that's the impetus behind wanting to write a salacious and gory and grotesque and absurd collection of rural murder ballads. It's a
tell us about that. The smiling well, and beautiful countryside.
The title is borrowed from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, particularly the Copper Beaches. Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock and Watson are about to embark on a mystery in the country, and Watson naively suggests that it'll be great to get out of London for a while, won't it, Holmes? And Holmes, in characteristic cynicism, says, and I'm have to paraphrase here, but it's something to the effect of, Watson, the vilest and cruelest and worst evidences of the human beast are committed in the darkness of underneath the veil of the smiling and beautiful countryside. they're mostly rural ballads, and they're all, you know, for the most part, murder, with the exception of that one song you just heard. That's an introduction. Gun dealer.
You pack a lot of communication into your songs. I mean, certainly if gun dealer and the performance before that is any example, you have a lot of words to stay on top of, and you do not have a word sheet in front of you. I mean, they're all in your skull. That is pretty impressive. Did you ever boot a lyric?
It happens once in a while. I'm hoping there's a reward for this. I'm hoping that this frees me from ever having to suffer Alzheimer's. I don't know, though. There are times where if I haven't played a particularly long song with lots of verses, if I've let it sit on the shelf for more than 4 months, I'm really nervous about playing it. And I find nothing more aggravating than having to go back and relearn my own songs. But it has to be that way. This album is an exercise in overstatement in a lot of ways. And sometimes overstatement means 18 verse songs.
Okay. Have you ever, now you say your approach has changed since you were in your 20s. Have you ever written a stream of consciousness song devoid of any a message?
No. I believe I'm from an antiquated class of songwriter that still demands that a song mean something, and that be something that can be something that transforms a willing audience who is there willing to be engaged, and something that takes them on a trip from start, middle to end.
A journey.
So I'm very conservative in that sense.
Now, are the songs on the Smiling and Beautiful Countryside, are these traditional songs, or have you added your own to this mix?
There is one song. Well, I could say right off the top that the idea of the murder ballads, the murder ballad, which comes as a surprise to a lot of people, is in fact one of the most ancient forms of song. One of the first reasons why someone took to song in the first place. So it is an old tradition in folk music. On this particular album, there is one song on there that is a musicologist constantly fight over this, but the general consensus is that this is the song that is longest in circulation in Western songwriting. It's about a 2,000-year-old song. Well, we argue as to where it comes from. Depending on your heritage, it comes from the Faroe Islands or Ireland or England or Scandinavia, who knows. But the original song was called the Twa Sisters, and I rewrote that for a 21st century audience and a 21st century
sensibility.
Sort of, an HBO version, let's call it.
How can people get the Smiling and Beautiful Countryside?
Well, the formal radio release date is October 28th, but people, if they're interested, they should go to borealisrecords.com or... Am I getting this wrong? I come from Canada, so it's...
You had to remember all those lyrics. I don't expect you to remember everything.
I have no room for other stuff. So it's Borealis Records in Canada. If you just do Borealis Records, you're good, and you can order it right there online, or you can come to the Pump House tomorrow night if you're local.
Very good. Very good. I'm Mark Bayshore. You've been listening to Current State here on WKAR. Our special musical guest, John Brooks from Toronto, Canada, is going to play us out, and we will be looking for you Monday here on Current State on WKAR.
Credit department was the first to hit the dirt, sipped looked old Drew Wilson and his polo shirt. He was dead before I shot him in gormless stasis. A eunuch without language, only 90s catchphrases. The president meant well, a real Pollyanna. Too dumb to be depressed, you can be a top banana. Oh, reason and madness, oh, proper deformity. I took a selfie in praise of nonconformity. I threw a fastball into the head of Clay Irving, but the pitch did a switch, a pretty cool thing. Ricocheted out his skull into Barb Slate's ash. She made a face like a frog pressed up against glass. I wouldn't have to sing such details, but you won't stop using passive voice and emails. On my way down to hell, I passed the IT guy. He worked in IT. He had to die. I took a shot at the elegant Megan Laliberti, who disappeared with Brett Shaw with last year's Christmas party. 23 inches of single barrel aim at Stephen Miller McCain, her double barrel last name. On Dana Chan, I showed no compassion. Was it a shirt, a skirt, a crime against fashion? Ladies, ladies.